World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from Drive-In Church in Winnipeg, Canada, here's Leon Fontaine.
Now, I want to begin to talk about supernatural protection, the favor, the blessing of God. The Bible promises us in Mark 16, no deadly thing shall hurt you. And so I added some things there because the Bible means every area. So I said it's time to recognize nothing that you drink, eat, breathe, absorb, or are irradiated with will hurt you. We live in a world where we're becoming very aware of all the different things that are deadly. It's not just things you drink. In those days, poison was usually put into liquids, which is why all the kings had a cupbearer, and he would taste the drink before the king would get it, because that's how they would poison him. Today, there's poisons that'll take you out 20 years from today. There's things that you can absorb, be radiated by, that you can be eating, drinking, etc. And so we need to speak out the word of God, especially I love Mark chapter 16, where it talks about that anything you drink, no deadly thing is going to hurt you. Now, Psalms 91, it says there, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. I'm so thankful for good government. I'm thankful for good health care. I'm thankful for great expertise all through our world when it comes to roads and bridges and houses and heating. There's so much wisdom. But I don't put my trust in anything by people. I first put my trust in the Lord. And this psalmist is saying, it's my God. In Him will I trust. Now, I want you to notice that David is saying here something very important. He's saying, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. Refuge, the word refuge is talking about a place that you can go to get away from a storm, get away from danger. Now, the word fortress means whether it's a huge castle, a huge fortress, from amazing, gigantic attacks, it doesn't matter if it's a quick place of refuge to get away from an attack or if it's a fortress that something huge is coming after you. The Bible is saying, I will say, God protects me. God is my refuge. God is my fortress. It is important to be speaking the word out loud. You cannot walk in the favor and the blessing of God if you are not going to speak these words and His promises into this world. This world needs to hear your voice speak to it. Mountains, trees, storms, evil spirits, angels, everything that is on this planet needs to know the words that you speak. The words that you speak, those words are the prophecy of your future. The words that you speak, those are what the enemy has to listen to, and the words that you speak are creative power. Jesus spoke His power. God spoke His power, and you and I are made in the likeness and the image of God. So David says, I will say. Who? I will say. Who's speaking? You better be speaking. You'd better be praying in your prayer closet and declaring your future. Verse 3 in Psalms 91 says, surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. It's comparing the enemy here to a fowler, a person who captures birds. He snares birds. And the only way to snare a bird has got to be done quickly and suddenly because they can fly in and fly out so quickly. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11 and 12, it talks about this kind of a person. And it says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to us all. For man does not know his time, like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare. So the sons of men are snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them. The devil's being compared to a fowler. There are times when suddenly something happens. Suddenly the enemy tries to capture you, steal from you, destroy, and take. And the Bible says here very clearly that he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. These things you're not aware of, these things that happen so quickly, and you go, what is going on? Where did that come from? How could this happen to me? You need to know our God is there, and he's going to deliver you. He's going to take, there's no way the enemy can sneak up and take you out from behind. He is our rear guard. In the King James, it's reward. Here in Ecclesiastes 9:11, it says, time and chance happens to everybody. Well, I've got news for you. The Bible teaches us that the favor of the Lord is upon me. And that word chance means opportunity as well. So time and opportunity, what the devil means for harm, as he comes in to quickly snare you and capture you, your finances, your health, your relationships, family, kids, whatever he's trying to do, it's going to simply open up an opportunity for God to take you further, higher, more blessed, stronger, with more confidence in than ever before. Because the world, we know that time and chance happens to everybody. But in our world, we declare that the Word promises you and I that God looks after us and the favor and the blessing of the Lord is ours. Now in verse 3 of Psalms 91, it talks about the snare of the fowler, and then it talks about the perilous pestilence. Now pestilence is disease that is catchy, whether it's viruses or something that just moves from person to person. This infectious disease in the Bible, they called it pestilence. And I want you to know that in this verse, it says even if he's using pestilence, this infectious disease, a virus, whatever it is, to try to come in and to take you suddenly unawares, the Bible is promising you and I that God protects us. He helps us to stay away from the snare of the fowler, to stay away from the sickness, the disease, that it can be sweeping. In the Old Testament, you can find many times where all of a sudden a sickness, an infectious disease, would just blast through thousands of people. And you and I need to know that it is the Word of God, that we need to know what the Word says when it comes to pestilence, disease, infectious disease, viruses. The Bible's very clear that the Lord is our refuge. He will save us and keep us from there. In verse 4 of Psalms 91, it says, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. It is crucial for you and I to recognize that the truth of God's word is greater and higher than any truth that this world would try to bring. And so we always seek God first. As I was reading this yesterday again and just meditating on it to minister, this vision, this picture just erupted on the inside of me. And it's the angels of God just filling the skies with their wings out, locked wing to wing, just protecting you. You know, in the old days, whenever they would fight, and they would have shields and swords, and they had a move that they would do to lock their shields into place. That old movie that the many men enjoyed on called The 300, where as they were fighting, if there was an attack coming at you, they would teach the army to quickly get, the first group would get their shields on the bottom of them, bam, 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 and you see a solid wall of shields that was going to stop what the enemy was trying to do. As I was reading this and it says, under his wings, I thought, well, under his wings, his angels, which are more than the people on the planet. Can you just see them protecting and covering you and I? He is our shield and buckler. What is that? A shield is the big, long shield they would use to protect their whole body, and the buckler was more of the small shield they would use in close hand-to-hand combat, and he is both. The little things, God protects you. The big things, God protects you. It is showing you and I in as much picturesque speech as the word can. Listen, recognize that you're protected, that God is with you. Praise the Lord. Psalms 91. Let's go to verse 5 and 6. It says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. You know what these verses are just saying? That God's got the 24-hour clock covered. Nighttime, daytime, noontime, pestilence, arrows. It doesn't matter what projectile is coming your way, whether it's an arrow or a bullet or a missile or whatever is going on. You and I are to live with courage. It says that we are not to be afraid. Fear will always cause you to make wrong decisions. Fear will always cause you to let go of your faith and your confidence. Therefore, we've got to remember, do not be afraid. You can see arrows flying around. You can see pestilence that walks during the darkness. You can see destruction everywhere, looking on with your eyes. And the Bible says, do not be afraid.
We'll be right back with more from Leon Fontaine.
Do you struggle to experience peace? Maybe you feel depressed or anxious or feel like you don't measure up. If that's you, this series by Leon Fontaine is for you. In this four-part series, The Missing Piece, learn how you can experience a life filled with joy and confidence.
I'm so excited about God's Word and thankful for the partners that help us out. And so we'd love to have you be a part of reaching this world with the Spirit Contemporary Gospel. For any gift of $40 or more, I want to send you this series, The Missing Piece. I find so many believers struggling with areas of emotional health, mental health. And yes, there's different reasons for it. What we talk about in here has helped so many believers. For a gift of $40 or more, I want to send it to you.
Find your missing piece in this powerful series today.
I want you to know that whatever goes on around us, that there is the favor and the blessing of God. Do not be afraid. All right, let's go on to verse 7 and 8. It says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. I've got news for you. People can have a strong faith until they see others begin to fail or fall. There's something about Christians that need to grow up a little bit. When we try to use our faith, someone will always say, oh, I knew so-and-so, and they tried that faith stuff, and you know, and they'll tell you story after story. The Bible goes far beyond that and says, even if you're seeing with your own eyes, 1,000 fall with that thing, even if 10,000 at your right hand fall, it says you declare yourself a spectator, not a participant. Every time sickness, disease, and attack, and whatever's going on, you just need to look at yourself. I'm a spectator. I know I'm on a fallen world. I know things are going on. I declare myself blessed, walking in the favor of God, and 1,000 fall around me from whatever is going on. I declare that I'm in the secret place of knowing Jesus. I am in Him, and I'm not going to be worried. Stop looking around at, well, so-and-so tried that, and I heard about so-and-so. I don't care who you hear about. Me and God have an agreement through the blood and the cross of Jesus Christ. And I don't look at my Jesus through you. And you don't look at the promises of God through me. I don't care how many people fail, fall, can't get things to work. It doesn't matter. You are not to look at others. You are to look to Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith. It doesn't say, look to Jesus as the author and then check out what everyone else is doing and the finisher, if you can, of your faith. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 may fall at your right hand. It says, be a spectator. Look on with your eyes and believe and know at that heart level, it's not coming near me. It's not coming near my home. You know, when you go to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, it says here, the enemy came to tempt Jesus. He hadn't eaten for weeks. And the enemy said, turn these loaves into bread. He's being tempted. Pressure is being put on Jesus to make a decision. Have you ever been pressured to make a decision? Never give in to pressure. In this world, we're going to have trouble. In this world, we're going to have pressure. In this world, things are going to push at us. Jesus simply answered him with the scriptures and said, it is written, a person does not live on bread alone, but by everything God says, every word that comes out of God's mouth. Deuteronomy 8:3 is where we got that one. If Jesus needs to speak the word of God out loud, you will. Bible says the enemy took him up onto a high place and said, hey, you know, if you jump off here, the angels will catch you. The Bible says they will. And then everyone will know who you are. Man, you could really accomplish what you want to do. And again, Jesus said, it is written. It says in the scriptures, do not test the Lord your God. Quoting again from Deuteronomy. And the devil takes him again and says, if you'll bow down to me, I'll give you all this. And what does Jesus do? He says, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and him alone. It says, shall you serve? If Jesus needs to speak the written word out loud, then you need to speak the written word out loud. Now, if you are just saying, well, I meditate on it, you know, I just pray with my mouth closed. No, there is something about you and I that we need to speak the written word of God. It's kind of like seeds. Seeds are great in the package, but if you want those watermelon seeds to become watermelons, then you are going to have to plant them in the ground. The speaking of God's word is through this teaching in Psalms 91. We must speak. We must say. We must recognize that this world was created by spoken words. God's. And this world is governed by spoken words. And you and I need to speak the written word, the promises of God. Psalms 91, verse 9. It says here, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. I want you to notice something here, folks. It does not say that there'll be no evil befalling this world. Doesn't say there's no evil befalling people you know. Doesn't say there's no evil befalling neighbors. It says there shall no evil befall you. It says no plague, no calamity shall come near your house, your tent. The Bible is very specific, very particular. The Bible says that in this world there will be trouble, pressure, persecutions. It says in Isaiah, and we talked about this in the first session, that there will be darkness on this world, gross darkness on the people. But it says upon you, the glory of God, the light of God, the presence of God is arising up on you. So we know that around us, things will happen, things you don't like, things you don't want. You can't pray for someone else and force God into their world, but you can stand and declare the goodness of God in your life. It says here, and I want to remind you, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your home or tent. What a powerful, amazing promise from God. In Psalms 118, verse 8 and 17, listen to this as I read you the word. You know, you need to treasure God's word. When you come and listen to the preaching of the word, you need to play and listen to messages so that you can hear the word being taught. It is God's word that takes root in your heart. You know, in the Old Testament, whenever they would open up the written word, they would open the written, and everybody would stand to their feet. I mean, you'd just see a million people stand to their feet as they would read the word of God. Today, you know, people, yeah, whatever. We got all these versions of Bibles sitting, gathering dust in our offices and all this stuff on our, you know, our phone. I got Bibles on my phone. And somehow we've lost an awe and a respect for the written word of God. That written word of God is the software for your heart. That written word of God can be spoken, and the spoken word will begin to control mountains and demons and giants and storms. It declares and prophesies your future for your family, your marriage, your health, your career, your generations. We've got to recognize. Now listen to this portion of scripture, then I got to hurry. It is better to trust and take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust and take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in leaders. All nations, the surrounding tribes, compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord, I'll cut them off. They compassed me about. Yes, they surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I'll cut them off. They swarmed about me like bees. They blaze up and are extinguished like a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I'll cut them off. You, my adversary, thrust sorely at me that I might fail and fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents and the private dwellings of the uncompromisingly righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly and achieves strength. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly and achieves strength. I shall not die, but live, and shall declare the works and recount the illustrious acts of the Lord. Man, the Bible is jam-packed. And here's the thing. It's no good sitting in the Bible for you. It's got to renew your mind. It's got to come out your mouth. It's got to get planted in your heart. It's got to be taught to your spouse, your kids, your grandkids. It needs to be preached from pulpits. It needs to be on airwaves and TV and radio and shared in a spirit contemporary way with your neighbors. There are so many powerful answers. It is the fear of the Lord that is the beginning of wisdom. And that word fear, it doesn't mean to be terrified of him. It means to be in awe. Your mouth is hanging open at the greatness of God, his word, and what he has prepared through Jesus for you to live in. It just requires you to make some choices, get up, believe, and let's live in a way that we can touch this world, love this world, be salt and light to this world, because eternity is crucial. The 80 to 100 short years you have down here doesn't mean a thing compared to we are making decisions on where we spend forever. That is why we must stand strong for him, love the world around us, speak truth, absolutely, but in love. Meaning, while you speak truth, we value people. Politically, while we speak truth, we value the people we talk to in healthcare. While we speak truth, we value in business, in every area of your life. Let's be followers of Christ. Let's get the word out of the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you today for every person that's listening. I pray that we would make a decision to walk with wisdom. to gather all the necessary facts and to not be disturbed. I pray that we would know who we are, that the miraculous power of God keeps us, blesses us. Father, I pray that we would share this beautiful Jesus with everyone, everywhere we go. That while the world is freaking out, fainting out, anger, separation, conflict, that your church will rise up in unity, in love. I pray strength upon every person listening to me. I command the spirit of fear bound and broken. And I thank you that we don't have the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind and a disciplined nature. I declare that over Springs Church and Father, our families, and over every person listening who wants that to be in agreement. I stand with them on that in Jesus' name. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior and you're listening to this, you say, man, I need him. Then just say right now, Jesus, come into my heart. I give you my life. I'm following you for the rest of my days. Thank you. I choose to be born again by the Spirit of God. Welcome to the family of God. That's how wonderful and how amazing it is.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching Leon Fontaine's The Spirit Contemporary Life. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. And don't forget to follow Leon on social media